Welcome to episode 607 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. I'm Peter Anderson. 1010 Thrive, 10 minutes a day based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. Today is day 20 of Perspectives on Easter, a series focused on the people who played both major and minor roles in the Easter narrative, as well as the relevant places, practices, artifacts, and traditions related to Easter. So far, we've heard from a variety of different characters. From Pilate's wife.
Desperately, I told him, take care and do not raise your profane hand against him. Oh, believe me, that a single drop of this blood may be your damnation for all eternity.
To the disciple, Thomas.
He knew what I needed to believe, and he provided the evidence.
To James, the brother of Jesus.
He preached the good news of the kingdom of God and called people to repentance.
For most of the series, we feature first-person monologues like these. However, as has been our tradition on Tuesdays, we will continue with our top 10 lists. In the book of Exodus, God commands the Israelites to observe three annual pilgrimage festivals: Passover, the Feast of Tabernacles, and Pentecost. These festivals require the Israelites to travel to the temple in Jerusalem to offer sacrifice and celebrate holy days. Psalm 120 to 134 are known as the Psalms of Ascent or the Songs of Degrees. These were a collection of songs that were sung by Jewish pilgrims as they made their way to Jerusalem for these annual festivals. The songs expressed a range of emotions, including joy, hope, and thankfulness. Jesus himself made several pilgrimages to the temple in Jerusalem, as was required by Jewish law. In addition, he used the concept of pilgrimage in his teachings, encouraging his followers to undertake a spiritual journey and seek a deeper connection with God. Pilgrimage remains an important aspect of Christian religious practice for millions of people around the world. One of the most important Christian pilgrimage destinations is the Church of the Holy Sepulchre, believed to be the site of Jesus' crucifixion, burial, and resurrection. Located in Jerusalem, it was visited by 4 million people in a typical year, before the onset of the pandemic.
Today's top 10 list.
10 important places related to the original Passion Week and Easter.
Number 1.
Jerusalem. This is the most significant location related to the Passion Week and Easter. Jesus rode into this city on Palm Sunday and spent most of that week here. It was here that he had the Last Supper with his disciples, was arrested, tried, and ultimately crucified.
Number 2.
The Temple. On the day after Palm Sunday, Jesus went to the temple and drove out the money changers and merchants who were selling animals for sacrifice. He overturned their tables, saying that they had turned the temple into a den of robbers. This action was seen as a challenge to the authority of the religious leaders. Jesus also taught in the temple courts during that week. He spoke about the coming of the kingdom of God and other theological topics, attracting large crowds and further angering the religious leaders.
Number 3.
The Mount of Olives. This is where Jesus ascended into heaven, according to Christian belief, and where he often prayed and taught his disciples. However, this mount was the setting for much of what happened during Passion Week. On what is now known as Palm Sunday, Jesus rode into Jerusalem on a donkey, fulfilling a prophecy from the book of Zechariah. As he approached the city, he stopped on the Mount of Olives to overlook Jerusalem and wept, predicting the city's destruction. Later that week, Jesus gave a long sermon to his disciples here. Known as the Olivet Discourse, Jesus predicted the destruction of the temple and the end of the world, and gave instructions on how his followers should live in the meantime. After the Last Supper, Jesus and his disciples went to the Garden of Gethsemane, which was located on the Mount of Olives.
Number 4.
The Garden of Gethsemane. This is where Jesus prayed and agonized, asking God to spare him from the suffering of what was to come. But ultimately, he submitted to his Father's will. This is where he was betrayed by one of his disciples, Judas Iscariot, arrested, and then taken to the home of the former high priest, Annas.
Number 5.
The Praetorium. The Praetorium was the headquarters of the Roman governor, Pontius Pilate, in Jerusalem. It was a place where Pilate conducted official business and held court. According to the gospel accounts, Jesus was brought before Pilate for trial and sentencing. The exact location of the Praetorium in Jerusalem is not known for certain, but it is believed to have been located near the fortress of Antonia, which was the Roman military headquarters in Jerusalem.
Number 6.
The Via Dolorosa. The Via Dolorosa is a route in Jerusalem that is believed by many Christians to be the path that Jesus walked on his way to crucifixion. The name Via Dolorosa is Latin for way of suffering or way of grief. According to Christian tradition, Jesus was tried and sentenced to death by Pilate and then forced to carry his cross along this route to the site of his crucifixion. It begins at the Antonia Fortress and ends at the Church of the Holy Sepulchre. Along the route, there are 14 stations of the cross, each marking a specific event in Jesus' journey to the cross. These stations include the location where Jesus was condemned, where he was given his cross, where he's believed to have met his mother, where he fell 3 times, and where he was stripped, nailed to the cross, and buried.
Number 7.
Golgotha. This is the hill where Jesus was crucified, also known as Calvary. The name Golgotha is derived from the Aramaic word for skull, which is believed to refer to the skull-like appearance of the hill.
Number 8.
The Garden Tomb. This is the site where Jesus was buried after his crucifixion, and where he is believed to have risen from the dead. 1 Corinthians 15 verses 3 to 4, "For what I received, I passed on to you as of first importance, that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, that he was buried, that he was raised on the third day according to the Scriptures." Our faith as Christians is based on that empty tomb.
Number 9.
The Upper Room. This is where Jesus held the Last Supper with his disciples and where he washed their feet. After Jesus' resurrection, the Upper Room became a gathering place for his disciples and other followers. According to the book of Acts, the disciples were gathered in the Upper Room when the Holy Spirit descended upon them at Pentecost.
Number 10.
The Road to Emmaus. This is where Jesus appeared to 2 of his disciples after his resurrection, as recorded in the Gospel of Luke. The exact location of Emmaus is uncertain, but it is generally believed to have been a village located about 7 miles from Jerusalem. Jesus walking with these disciples to Emmaus is often seen as a model of the journey that the Lord makes with many of us today, as he opens our eyes, points us to the Word, and reveals himself along life's walk as a resurrected Savior and Lord. Pilgrimage remains an important aspect of religious practice, providing some believers with opportunities to connect with the divine, strengthen their faith, and participate in a long-standing tradition of seeking spiritual fulfillment through travel to sacred sites. While it is not necessary for Christians to visit places like Golgotha or the Garden of Gethsemane, it is important to understand the role that these places played in the story of salvation. Father, may we always be mindful of the sacrifice, love, and hope that places like the Garden of Gethsemane, the Via Dolorosa, and the empty tomb represent, and may they continue to inspire us to follow in Jesus' footsteps. That's our episode. Remember that God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full today.